part two of a chat with Joe Dale about his session on audio tools and apps.
Okay, so as I was saying, Voice Record Pro is my favourite iOS app for recording audio because it gives you a host of export options such as Google Drive, Dropbox, etc. You can email the recordings, you can turn your iPad into a Wi-Fi network, as it were, so you can transfer things across to your PC by putting the URL that it generates. You can edit and trim the recording, so you can top and tail, you can move the slider so it removes the first little bit if you maybe waited a few seconds before you started speaking, and likewise at the end. You can't edit the middle section, but I think it's fine for you know, good quality basic recordings. And you can also, which is the killer feature for me, convert to MP3. So I think that's a really fantastic tool, and unbelievably it's free, so I hope it stays that way. And then just to finish off with, we looked at QPrompter, which lets you record your script by having your script scroll down the page. You can choose the speed and what have you. So you can have that running in the background while you're recording in Audacity, or you could have it on the iPad while you're recording in Audacity. So that's a really, really nice tool for improving fluency. And as I said, we finished with Audacity, so I went through how to make basic recordings, how to edit, how to export as MP3. Oh, yes, and how to use the levelator, which is wonderful for balancing the audio levels. So it was a fun session. A few things went wrong, but I think people really enjoyed it and they got a lot out of it, which is what it's all about. You know, practical ideas they can use in the classroom in their own setting straight away the day after. That's the plan anyway. So thanks.
It was a great session. Thanks very much, Joe. Cheers.